Vayter in Shasper and Daft Sadi Vav, picking it up on Sadi Heyuma Beis by the bottom of the page, about six lines up from the bottom or so. That'll be by the word Maskif. 2, 4, 6, 7 lines up in the middle, Maskif. Now, we had a statement in the Mishnah, just to bring you back a little bit into the show over here, my friends. There was a Mishnah on Daft Sadi Dalid Amud Aleph going to Tzadi Dalid Amud Beis, and we had a very interesting cryptic statement that was said at the very end of the Mishnah, and that was Rabbi Yossi. He said, Kol she posel aydei acherim, posel aydei atzmo, v'kol she eino posel aydei acherim, eino posel aydei atzmo. Kind of works in tandem. Anyone who apostles others will apostle himself, and anyone who doesn't apostle others will not apostle himself. Now, we have the Tanakhama said a statement, and Rabbi Yossi seems to be responding to that statement. The statement Tanakhama was talking about was a case of a man who's married to a woman. The woman goes on a trip, and then there's a report comes back that she died. So he goes and marries that woman's sister. So you have a guy named Reuven. He's married to Rachel. Rachel's a sister, Leah, naturally. Rachel goes on a trip. He gets news that Rachel dies, so he marries Leah. Then Rachel shows up at the door and go, what you doing, boy? He's allowed to go and be married to Rachel, no problemo. And even Leah is going to be okay to his relatives, and he's okay to her relatives. And then if Rachel ends up dying, he can be with Leah. The question is, what is Rav Yossi talking about when he says this contingency thing? So we know we're talking about a case now that you have not only that there's a sister-in-law, but there's also a brother-in-law that goes, and they end up on the trip also. So the sister-in-law's husband also went over. And so you have Reuven, whose wife, Rachel, goes overseas. And then Leah's wife, Esav, who also goes overseas also. And they come back and they're dead. In this case, then they go and they show up. So the Tanakhama comes and he says that the first wife can go back to her husband. Okay, Rav Yossi argues that this is dependent on whether or not the marriage that happened over here to the sister-in-law is going to apostle her from going back to her husband. So if the other couple was usher to come back together because of this marriage, now he himself is going to be usher to be with his wife also. And if the other couple is not going to be usher to go back together, and then he's allowed to go back with his wife also. And that's the discussion that happened over there. Now we get into what we discussed. This is all recap, my friend, just to set the stage of what's going on. So we had a way of understanding what is Rav Yossi talking about. We don't exactly understand what's the case of it. So is he referring to, so we have two different answers. Either he's referring to a case of where there was one aid versus two aidim that came back and testified, or it's talking about, no, Kiddushin versus Nisuin is what we're talking about. And now the Gemara picks up from that, and we say the following. At the very end of yesterday, we said, Amar Shmuel, halachic Rav Yossi, halachic goes like Rav Yossi. Only problem is it doesn't say, is he going in the world of Rav Ami or in the world of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha? In other words, is he referring to one aid versus two aidim, or is it Kiddushin versus Nisuin? Maskev Rav Yosef. Now, comes along the Gemara and asks all together, Umi Amar Shmuel Achi, did he really even say that halachic goes like Rav Yossi? Ve'amar Yevama. We know of Itmar. We know it said that Yavama, in reference to a Yavama, Rav Amar Harehi Keishesish, a Yavama is like a married woman. Shmuel Amar Eina Keishesish, she's not like a married woman. The Amar Rav Huna Kigon Shekidesh Achiv Esaisha. What's this machlokis? What are we talking about over here? We're talking about that where the Yavam, the brother of the Yavam, did Kiddushin with this woman. Now she ends up being the Arusa. V'halach lo m'dizayam, and he goes to another place. V'shama shemesach, and finds out that his brother died. V'amnu nasizishto, and he goes and he married the wife. This woman who was engaged to someone else, he ended up marrying her. But then the brother comes back. Bum, bum, bum. Ravam, the Ravamar. Rav Amar, where am I? Lost my place. Rav Amar, Harehi Keishis Ish. She is like a regular case of an Ashes Ish who got remarried, finding out that the husband died and then came back. Vasur Liavam, therefore it's going to be Usher to the Avam, meaning to the first husband, who now is, who's now considered the Avam. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, no. He says that Ainik Ashes Ish is not considered like an Ashes Ish. Vishire Lane is going to be Mutter to go back to the first husband. What comes out of here is that we see Shmuel saying, we're not worried about the fact that someone who's watching the situation is going to think that the first marriage was on a Tanai and that the second one is really good. However, we know Rav Yossi says that definitely could be that that's the case. Someone will be worried. We are worried of such a thing. So how can Rav Yehuda say that Shmuel says that Lach goes like Rav Yossi if they clearly disagree with one another? So we're going to have a few different answers to try to deal with this. Let's start with the first one because that's normally what we do. Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, "Come answer, Rabbi Yosef." Umimaydchi Amar Shmuel Alach Rabbi Yosi Adar Yitzchak Nafcha Ka'amar. How do you know? Because remember, we said there's two different ways of understanding this Gemara. We had like Rav Ami and Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. So how do you know that he's going in the world of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha? Which we say that Rav Yossi says, maybe they're worried that someone's going to say that the Kiddushin was out tonight. Maybe that's what's going on. Dilma ad the Rebbe Ami coming. Maybe he's going in the order of Ami. This is how we dealt with yesterday. We explained them that we're not worried of such a thing. And therefore, Shmuel's not coming again. It's not really a stira and everything works beautifully. That's answer number one. V'i Nami ad Rav Yitzchak Nafcha mimai da'aposel. And even if you want to say he's working in the world of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, why are you saying that he's saying this in reference to Rav Yossi when he says that anyone who's going to apostle someone will apostle himself, right? Which in the Rav Yossi was worried that maybe someone's going to think that the first marriage was a Tanai. Beep, turn the page. Sadivav, Vidilma, I ain't no apostle. Maybe Shmuel was saying, what he was saying about the halacha is working in the world of Eino Posel. Meaning when Rav Yosef said in the Mishnah, and anyone who doesn't apostle others does not apostle himself, which means there's no problem now. And again, Shmuel is good to go. And we're talking about with this Yavama. So that's answer number two. And Inami, a third way of understanding this is as follows. Mimai de Isa de Rav Huna, de Malesa de Rav Huna. Maybe Rav Huna is wrong, the way he explained this whole shtick with Rav and Shmuel. Maybe we don't go with it all together. But Rav Hamnuna kamifgi. And really, Rav and Shmuel are arguing in the world of Rav Hamnuna. Dharma Rav Hamnuna. Shomeris Yavam Shazinta. If you have a woman who's waiting to get married and she's Mizana now, she goes to someone else. Asuri Yavam, and she's usher to be with her Yavam. De Ravam, my Rav says, to back this up, Hare Keishas Ish. Umifsala could biznus, and she becomes puzzled to be with the Yavam because of Znus. Ushmulama Ainakisha, she's not like Kinesis Ish. Velomifsala biznus, therefore she's not puzzled through Znus. So, according to Rav, she's going to be also to the Yavam, like Rav Hamnuna says. According to Shmuel, she's going to be mutter the Yavam, goes against Rav Hamnuna. If we're working within this world of understanding, then the machlokis is not talking about, are people going to think that there's a tanai in the marriage or not a tanai in the marriage? So therefore, this idea of what Shmuel is saying over here doesn't go ahead. And so say what he said, that the halacha goes with Rav Yossi. And last but not least, before the high lega mishnah, v'i nami, b'kidushin tovsim b'yavamakim ifkli. Really, the whole machlokes Rav and Shmuel is in reference to the fact whether you can have kiddushin. It's tofes with a yavama. If someone goes and tries to marry yavama and they're not the proper person to marry them, is it tofes or not? The Rav Amar Harei Ikei, she's like a married woman with low tafsa kiddushin. It's like the kiddushin isn't tofes. Shmuel Amar Inagei, she's not like an issue with tafsa kiddushin. It is tofes. And this also, we're not talking about the case of whether people are going to think that there's a tanai in the first marriage or not when the guy dies, and therefore, once again, not a problem. In fact, the Gemara, I have a ifligu b'chad azimna, but Rav and Shmuel already had this machlokas somewhere else. Why are you bringing this up machlokas again? Why would you do that? It's the Gemara chada mechlal de chaverta itmar. One of them was learned out from the other. In other words, it was only said one time, and then another place where it was brought up, it learned it out from the place where it actually spoke out explicitly. Period. Beautiful. Zuck, the next Mishnah. This is a Mishnah which you actually saw earlier in the Masechta, and this is going to be very fun. There is a great chart in various different places. It's kedai to write it down just to have an understanding of what's going on. We're just going to look at it as the following. You have a bunch of women. The women, that we're going to name them. Ready? A, B, C, D, and E. Those are the women. Now, the women, if they go, A has a mother and a father. And B also has a mother and a father. But they share the same father, but different mothers. So you go down the list. You write on the top of a chart, right? Mother, and next to it, father. Then next to it, mother, then father. Then next to it, mother and father. And underneath, moving over just a tad, you write A, B, C, D, and E. And then you have that the mother and the father of a kid. That's mother one and father one have a kid, and that's A. Then father one marries another woman, that's mother two, and they have a kid named B. And then mother two marries another man, father two, and that they have a kid named C, obviously after they get divorced or die or something like that. Here we go. Amrulo meisayishticha. So what happens if a guy? And this guy, if a man's wife, he goes on a vacation, and they say, by the way, your wife died. V'nasa achosa me'avia. And he ends up marrying her sister through the father. So that means is he's married to a woman named A, And A goes out there, he's told that A went on a trip and then died. And now he ends up going and marrying B. They share a same father. Mesa, they say, by the way, she died also. Vanessa Chosa Me'ime, and he marries the C, which is they share a mother. And then Mesa, they say that, oh, by the way, she died. And Vanessa Chosa Me'avia D, the one who share another a father. Mesa, he dies. And then Vanessa Chosa Me'ima from the mother, the E, and Venimsu. And then it turns out that Kulam Kayamas, all of them are really alive. Okay, now it's important to understand, if we remember the way that we discussed this, is that A and B are sisters, they share a parent, and B and C share a parent. But A and C do not share a parent at all. And neither do B and D or C and E. So in numbers, that would be 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1 and 3 don't, but 1 and 2 do, but 2 and 2 and 3 do, but 1 and 3 don't. 2 and 3 do, and 3 and 4 do, but 2 and 4 don't. 3 and 4 and 5 do, but 3 and 5 don't. And so if you get my gist here. Now they all end up being alive. Mutter b'rishona u'b'shlish b'chamishas. He's mutter to be married to 1, 3, and 5, because they're not related to one another at all. Upotros, tsarasein, and they would pater their tsaros if let's say she ends up dying, and they have no kids, and the brother does yibam or chalitza, then the other wives are going to be off the hook. V'ase b'shnevarias, also to be with number 2 and number 4, because 2 is a sister of 1 and 4 is a sister of 3. Right, so it's going to go. And if he ends up dying, then having a relationship with one of them, it's not going to pater the tsar of the other. Okay. Ooh, baby. Now, here we go. If he has a relationship with the second one after the first one ended up dying, then mutter b'shnia u'b'revias. Then he's mutter with 2 and 4. Upotus are saying the same thing, full on marriage. But he can't be with 3 and 5. If one really ended up dying, and he marries 2, then now he can be married to number 2, or in our cases, A, B, C, D, and E. He can marry, if A dies, he can marry B. And then B ends up dying, or he gets a story that he died, he can marry, and then he goes through B, C, D, and E, but B really didn't die, so he's married to B and to D. Okay, but also B'shlishes, B'chamishes, also 3 and 5, because it's Vambi, Chazachzman, Pater Sarasa, and the same idea, like we said before. Bain Teisha Shana V'yomechad. Now, let's talk about a kid. He's 9 years old and 1 day. Yibum's got to be done at a particular age, and then it's got to be a gadol. So let's say you have a guy, Reuven. Reuven's married to Rachel. Reuven dies, and he has a brother. He has a brother named Shimon. But Shimon is 4 years old. She's got to wait until he becomes a mage to Yibum Chalitza. Now, what happens if he has a brother named Shimon and Levi and Yehuda and Yisachar, and Shimon is a katan, and the rest of them, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, are gadolim? Ben Teisha Shan V'yachad, who posel aidei achin? He's going to pasel because of the brothers. Meaning, if he does some sort of action over here, he can mess up the rest of the brothers. How so? Let's say he goes in this 9-year-old in a day, which is Roy Labia. He has a relationship. He has a physical relationship with her. Now, the rest of the brothers aren't able to go ahead and do Yibam on her at all. The Achin Poslon El Yado. So we say, who Poslon El Yado? Achin? The Achin Poslon Al Yado. And the brothers can disqualify him from taking her. So let's say the older brothers end up doing Yibam with her. They end up having, they have Tashmish with her. Or let's say do Chalitza or Maimer or give a get. Now this Katan is going to be also to take her in Yibam. The rest of the brothers also. Elahu Posel Tchila. But he passels only in the beginning, which means he has to act first. If they act first, then he doesn't end up passling. Rashi says, "Who pulls the tchila? Kishabal tchila v'lo besof." Because the mafreshim gemara, the gemara is going to explain what that means. V'achlin pulls the tchila visof. But the brothers can disqualify him, this katan, whether it's in tchila in the beginning or besof. Which means even if one of the brothers that are adults ends up doing some sort of yibam shtickle with her after this guy, the katan, has a relationship with her, he's going to be also to be with her. Rashi says that Poslan al Yado, the Bia also lo kanya legamre. The Bia of a 9-year-old doesn't kona completely. Elaka Maimer Baalma, it's considered like Maimer. Vahal Kaimelon, where he's with Daft Nun, the Yesh Maimer Veget, Ubia of a Chalitza, Acher Maimer. All these things apply even after the fact. Kate said, how so? And let's break it down. Break it down. How is it going to be that the Katan brothers and the adult brothers disqualify one to the next? Bang, Tisha Shan Vyamecha Shabal Yivim Tolatsi of this 9-year-old, like we already spoke out. And he goes, bia with this woman, pasal yidei achin, he now disqualified the older ones from taking her in yibam. Boa le achin, if the brothers do have tashmish with her, v'asuba maimer, or they do maimer, nasta get, give a get, o choltzu, or they do chalitzu with her, pulsan el yado. That means he now, the katan is not allowed to take her as a yivama. Now, zok the heilige gemara. We brought up a second case of where a guy finds out his wife, I know he did ABCDE, I apologize. I'm going to go to the numbers because it's easier to work with. This guy is married to a woman named One. And then this woman, number One, dies. He now marries One's half-sister, number Two. And then he thinks that Two dies, he marries Three. He thinks Three dies, Four. He thinks Four dies, Five. Now he's much with Two and Four, but not with Three and Five. So now, Atukulu lav la'achar misa rishona ninu. Aren't all the cases talking about? Why are you mentioning in the second case like the wife died? We thought all of the cases was that the wife is dying. As Amar of Shea says, no, it means la'achar misa rishona vada. We're talking about now where you thought that the number one died, but you were certain that number one died. In that such a case, then that's where Two and Four are going to be okay. But in the first case, it turns out that all of them were actually alive. Next part of the Mishnah said, Ben Yitesh Shan, a boy is 9 years and 1 day old. He can pass on the brothers from taking the wife in Yibam. Now, Ben Yitesh Shan of Yom Echad, Chila Pasal, only if it's in the beginning, in other words, he does this act before anyone else does anything. Besof Lo Pasal, but the end, it doesn't Pasal. Meaning, if one of the older brothers, the Gedolim, go and do something, the adults do something, we can call adult and a kid. So the adult does something and he does something after that, they ain't going to do nothing. Let's say the adult does mimer, and then he goes ahead and he decides to have a relationship with her. That's nothing. It doesn't disqualify her to do yibam. Now, v'atani rav zidbar rav osha, affect the gemara, ha'osa mimer b'yavimta, someone does mimer with yivama, v'chakach, ba, achav, shu ben tisha shana v'yom echad aleha, pasla, it passels her, which is pretty straightforward against what we just said. Seems to be saying, even after the fact, Armin said, no, it says gemara, bia pasel afila b'sof. When it comes to bia, you're right. That's going to pass even b'sof. Mimer tchila pasel, besof la pasel. But in reference to mimer, that is that if the katan does mimer, only if he does it originally is going to pasel. But besof, if he does mimer afterwards, that's going to mean nothing. But bia taka will be true. Fact the gemara, really is that true? Bia filo besof pasel? Is really true that bia, even at the end, by a katan is going to pasel? Val katani milton a mishnah seems to say not like that. Ella, shahu posel tchila. He disqualifies them only in the beginning. Vehein tchila visof. They can do it in the beginning or the end. Ketza, what's it talking about? Ben teshishan v'yachad b'shabal yivimto. If he goes in, he has a relationship with her. So what does it say? He seems to be saying the beginning and the end is talking about bia. So then the mishnah must mean that a kid's bia is going to ask the brothers only if it's in the beginning, which goes against what we just explained now. As a gemara, let's fix up the mishnah a little bit. Chasir mechsav achatan. Yeah, you're missing a little bit. Really, it's true what we said, and bia will mess it up, but nam bia will not. Bio messed up even after the fact. This is what it means to say. Bein tishasham v'yachad. Who posel tchila? He's going to mess up in the beginning. V'heim posel tchila v'sof. B'med v'amurim b'maimer. Aval bia posel safila b'sof. Bia is going to mess up even at the end. Keitzad, how so? Bein tishasham v'yachad abal yivimto posel yedei achin. Is going to posel through achin. Now we got straight up, like we said before, and it comes up that when it comes to bia, then the brother, even a katan, can mess it up even b'sof. Frek the gemara. Umi yisle maimer klal. Does a katan at all have the ability to go and mess up the brothers when it comes to mimer? Vatanya, bein sham teish shalom yomechad, who posel b'davar echad? The only thing he can pass with is one thing. V'achin posel nayado ba'arba dvarim. They can do with four things. Who posel the achin b'bia? That's it. V'achin posel nayado b'bia b'mimer b'get u'b'chalitza. Oh, so what comes out? That mimer of a katan won't mess up the brothers, even if it's done tchila, which pretty much goes against what we said. Answers the Gemara. No, listen. Bia, the pasal bim tchila bim besof. Psikale. That, they said straight up. Because that's what's going to mess up no matter what. Maimer, the betchila pasal besof lo pasal, lo pasikle, it didn't go out and just straight out say that it's going to mess him up. So really, the maimer is not mentioned that brisa, but the brisa would agree that if it's done betchila, then it will mess it up. Itmar nami. Amar v'yudah, Amar Shmuel, yesh lo get. A katan can give a get to mess up the brothers. V'chin amar av techlifa bar avimi, yesh lo maimer. Maimer. Even has Maimer. So we see those also. Tana Meachin, another Baisa, also supports this idea. Yishlo Get, Yishlo Maimer, Divrei Rebbe Meir. Now, Frek the Gemara, if Sav Rebbe Meir, Yishlo Get, the Meir really agreed with the fact that a Katan can give a Get and it does something, it's going to pass all. Vatani willing to Nabaisa, also Bias Ben Tesha, Kamaimer Begadol. They made a Bia of a 9-year-old as a Maimer of a Gadol. Meir Omer, Asu Chalitza Ben Tesha, Kiget Begadol. They made a. The chalitza of a bentisha like a get, just like the get of an adult is going to apostle the brothers, so too the chalitza of the kid. Ve'im isa, but it's really true that Rebbe Meir says that a get of a katan will apostle the brothers. So why does he say that a katan's chalitza is like a get? Listen to Kigito. Let's just say straight up that the minus chalitza is like the like his own get, not like the get of the brother. The fact that a mayor doesn't do that must be that he doesn't hold that a get of a kid really works to apostle the brothers that are older. He does hold that the mayor does hold vizutr. He just says, oh, it's less impactful than the older brothers. A get of a katan is less effective than a get of a gadol, but the chalitz of a katan is as effective as a get of a gadol. Now, the Gemara breaks down. What does it mean that it's less? Rabbi Gamliel, the Amar, in get acher get. Remember, this is way back to Nun. Rabbi Gamliel says, there's no get acher get. Hani mili begadol acher gadol. This is talking about a gadol who gives a get after another gadol gave a get. V'katan acher katan acher katan acher katan. If a gadol acher katan, but if a gadol gives a get after a katan, mahani, it actually does do something. That's what it means that it's stronger than that of a katan's get. Lira abana, according to abana and damer yesh get acher get, they say there is a get after a get. Hani mil begadol acher gadol. Avakatan acher katan. Avakatan acher gadol lo mahani. But a katan after a gadol, if a katan gives a get after a gadol, lo mahani, it doesn't do anything. So we see it's less strong. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi vav amabez. Wow. And that, my friends, period. Next Mishnah. Next Mishnah is going to deal with, again, with a 9-year-old kid who's messing around and causing some issues here. Ben, we said that what the bia of a katan of a kid is going to impact and not allow the gadol to actually do anything anymore, but to take the avama. Now says the Mishnah, Ben Tisha Shanav Yomechet Shabal Yubimto, let's say his bia with the avama, with the woman, Va'achach Baal Achiv, and then the brother does the same thing as bia, Shu Ben Tisha Shanav Yomechet, he also, his twin brothers that end up having bia, Posel Yado, the second brother, will now Pasel, the first brother, that he can't take her in Yibam, because the second Bia actually does something, and therefore now it's messed up. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo pasal, he says, nope, the second one does not pasal the first one. So far, again, we said you have twins that go at it with this Yivama. The first one does something, the second one does also and messes them up, and nobody can do nothing. And according to, however, we have the Machlokas there, and that is where Rabbi Shimon comes. He says, nope, the first one does it. It is great. Everything's wonderful. The second one does it. Doesn't pasal. Next, Ben Teisha Shalom V'yom Echad Shabal Yivimto. Again, you have a 9-year-old that has a bia with the Yivama. V'achach Ba'al Tsarasa. And then he goes and has a relationship with the Tsara. Don't forget, this whole case is talking about this guy Reuven dies and leaves over a bunch of brothers, and he has a wife and a tzara. So now he has a relationship, this 9-year-old has a relationship with one woman, and then with the second one also. Oh my goodness. Posel ayidei atzmo. He now apostles himself. He can't now go and take the first one, even when he gets older. Why? Because the bia with the second one also works. And therefore, the first one is going to be Utzer also. Rav Shimon Omer, low puzzle. No, doesn't do anything. It's not a problem. He doesn't puzzle himself. He's allowed to go and take Gibum on the first one. Another Machlokas. Zok the Heilige, Heilige Gemara. Tanya. We learned in the Braisa, Amar Shimon Lechachamim. In Bia Rishon Bia. If the first Bia that's done is really a Bia, that bia shnia ain't a bia. The second one isn't a bia. If bia rishona ain't a bia, then bia shnia nami ain't a bia. So that's why he speaks up. Manavsach, the second bia, is not going to do anything. Therefore, it can't mess up the first one. And the Tanakama must say that both of them actually do something. At least they create mimer. Whether it's done by you have two katanama do it, or you have one of that, one yavama or two yavamos, So now let's take a look and see how this works. Masnis and Dilka Ben Azai, our Mishnah must not work in the world of Ben Azai. The Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Ben Azai Omer, Yesh Maimer Acher Maimer, B'shnei Yavamim V'Yavam Achas. There is Maimer after Maimer when you have a case of two Yavamim and one Yavama. V'ein Maimer Acher Maimer, B'shnei Yavamos V'Yavam Echad. But if it's one Yavam and two Yavamos, then there's no Maimer Acher Maimer. Now how is it this doesn't work with our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah said that Bia of a katan is considered like mimer of a gadol. So therefore, where you have two of these things that happen, they're going to work. Whether you do it with two yavamin and one yavama, or one yavam and two yavamos. And that we see clearly goes against Bez Azai, who spells out what he holds when it comes to mimer, period. Next, Mishnah. Ben, let's again talk about this 9-year-old kid who's causing some of us these troubles over here. Ben, if your 9-year-old kid goes and has bia with the yavama and then he dies. Choletzes, what do you mean? Ben, this yavama is to do chalitza for the rest of the brothers, but you can't do yibam. Next case. Nasa isha meis, if you have a katan goes and marries a woman and then dies. Harezu putura. She now is pater from doing yibam or chalitza. This is a totally new case. There's no Yibam Yivama Shtiklis. Just a 9-year-old goes and marries a 25-year-old woman, and then they die. She doesn't have to do anything. She's off the hook. Case number 3. Ben Tisha Shanav Yom Echad Shabal Yivim. You have a 9-year-old who has a relationship with the Yivama. Umik Shehigdal, and then he becomes a bar mitzvah man. Nasi Shecheris Hameis, he marries another woman, and then he dies. Then what happens? Im Lo Yada Esarishon Umik Shehigdal, if he didn't have any Tashmish with the Yavama, after he became a bar mitzvah, Harishona choletzes v'yol misebemes. Now she has to do chalitza and not yibum. Vashniya and the other woman, o choletzes o misebemes, is a regular case. Good. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he argues, Shimon Omer, miyabim le'ezezu sheyirza. You could do yibum in either one. V'choletz l'shniya, you do chalitza on the second one. As we said, according to Rabbi Shimon, this is either nothing, it's either a suffix or it's something. And if it's something, it's full on. So therefore, the marriage is good. And now this becomes, they become tzaras one to the next. And you go weiter. Next. Echad shehu ben tisha shan v'yom echad. Ve'echad shehu ben esrim shalo hevi shtesh cyrus. This, everything we just spoke about right now was talking about either a 9-year-old kid that we talk about or a 20-year-old kid, but he didn't have two hairs. Oh. In such a case, when we look at him, he's still considered like a katan, and everything we said applies equally to both of them if he doesn't have these hairs. In the first case of the mission we brought, we said that a 9-year-old kid that ends up having a, does bia with this woman, then she dies. In such a case, what happens? Rashi explained over there the following. She now has a connection, a relationship with two yavamin. What happens is that Reuven dies, there's a zika still connected, and now she's still connected to Reuven until they take that out of that relationship. But a bia of a katan is considered like mimer, so now she's connected to Reuven and to the younger brother, the 9-year-old. And now he dies. This ends up being a woman that has two yavamin. So it says Gemara Marava Hadam Rabbanan Zika Shnei Yavamin Michatz Chalza. She has to chalitza Yibum Lo Yomamin Minala Do Yibum Lo Tema Hecha Deika Sara. Don't say this is where there's a tzara. Don't think the only reason we're doing this is because we're talking about a case where there's a tzara involved from the second husband over here. The ikel amigzar mishum tzara. And therefore, they're going to say there's a gzera because of to do yibam because of there's a tzara involved over here. The ha'acha lekatzara, because in this case, there is no tzara. Michlas chalta, but it still says do chalitza, yabim lo yimab me, but you're not do yibam. So even if there's no tzara involved, you still have to go and do such a thing over here. This is mamish like the end of the Rashi says that the gezera mishum gezera can farsh by rubbing amliel. No. Where are you Rashi? Sorry, Rashi at the end of the Mishnah said that at the end. The first Rashi on the Mishnah at the end it said that of Tanan Perik Arba Achim Misha Aleh Zikas Yavim Echad Velo Shaleh Zikas Shnei Yavim. That's the only one that you can do Yibam on. Okay, so that's going to apply in all the cases that we said. Even if there is a tzara, if there's not a tzara, that's going to be the din. Now Zok the Gemara. Nasa Isha Omeis. Let's say you have a katan who goes and marries this woman. A 9-year-old goes and gets married to a 25-year-old, and then he ends up dying. She does not have to do yibum or chalitza. Tanin al hada tana rabbanim. We have a brass who goes and backs it. We have a brass that backs it up. Shota v'katan shenasa omeisa. If you have a shota, a crazy guy, or a katan who goes and marries someone and then dies. They are putter and off the hook from everything. Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah, we said that Ben Tisha, you have a kid, he is 9 years old, and he has a relationship with his Yavama, he has Bia. And then when he gets older, he doesn't do anything, but he ends up going marrying another woman, then he dies. Misha Higdil, it says Ben Tisha Shana Misha Higdil, if after he gets older he doesn't have any relationship, the first one has Niz Chalitza, which can't do Yibam, and the second one can do Yibam or Chalitza. And that was a machlokas on that. Now the Gemara asks a question and says on that second woman over there, Vyasa Bias Ben Tisha Kamayim Rabagadol, why don't we say that the 9-year-old's Bia is like Mayim Rabagadol, Vitidche Tsara Miyibam? We know there's a din that a tsara of a yavama who got maimer is also to do yibum. That's the din we learned that way back in the Lamed Aleph. So the bia of the 9-year-old should be like an adult's maimer, and then the second one they married when he got older should be also to do yibum, just like the tsara of yavama who got maimer. So why are you saying over here that you have a choice to do which one it is that you'd like to do? Let's read it again. V'yaseh b'yas ben teisha k'maymer gadol v'titcha tzara miyibum. Amarav lo asu b'yas ben teisha k'maymer begadol. Must be that what? Chachamim did not make the bia of a 9-year-old like that of a maimer of an adult. What? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, what you talking about? Asu v'asu. The Taka did do that. So I don't know what you're talking about. V'chinam Rav Yochanan, asu v'asu. They actually did make it. So then, how do we deal with this? It says, v'yasu. And if you want to say, okay, so let them Taka say that this is a problem, says Gemara Tanoihi, this is a machlokas Tanoim, of whether or not the tzar of an Eishes Shnei Mesim can do Yibam. Tanoihi, this is a machlokas Tanoim. The Tana that's in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph, he is a gezeiros that people don't do Yibam on both of them. So he taught about an adult Yavam, and the same applies to a minor. Our Tana, though, says that Bia of a 9-year-old is like Maimer, but we're not gozer, so that people shouldn't come to do Yibam also to the Tzara. He taught about a Katan, and the same applies to a Gadol also. Now let's read it through Tanaihi. Hach Tana Dabar Achim Gozer Mishum Tzara. Vashminim a Gadol, Vahu Adin Bekatan. Vahai Tana, Vahai Da Amr Gadol, Mishum De Begadol, because we're dealing with a Gadol. Vahai Tana, Hacha Svirle Asu. Velo gazer mishum tzara. Our Tana by our Mishnah, they say that the bia of a katan is like maimer of a gadol. Velo gazer mishum tzara, but they're not gozer because of tzara, so it doesn't apply to the tzara. Va'ashmeinu b'katan, and he told us that this gezera in the case of a katan's bia, v'hu adim a gadol, but this halacha is also going to be with a mimer of a gadol. V'haida ka'amar b'katan, d'b'katan b'kai. The reason why we say katan, because that's what we were talking about. Also, Rabbi Elazar, amar l'shmai to be medrash. Rabbi Elazar, when he said all this, Rabbi Yochanan said in the base medrash, v'lo amra mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He didn't say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Shem Rabbi Yochanan ikpid. Rabbi Yochanan heard about this, and he got very mad, but he was very upset about the fact that he didn't go ahead. Well, we're going to see what, but it sounds like because they didn't quote him. Ola gabe Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Asi, Rav Ami and Rav Asi went over to him. They saw he was upset, and Omer they said to him, "Lo kach hayu ma'isa b'isak kanesis shel Tveria." Didn't this happen? Didn't there a story once that happened in a shul in Tveria, begever sheish baroshu glustria, that there was this guy who had on his head? What in the world am I talking about? Apologies. Beneger sheish baroshu glustria. There was this piece of something that's used to put in the door. And it had a bigger side on one side of it. Rashi says, Shirosha Av, the head of it was very thick. Veroy Lashrikas Shuman, it could be used in order to grind up shum, Lushar Tashman, garlic, and to other things. Venechlu Bo, Le'inyan, the Ilas Delas. They were machlokas, whether you could use it to lock the door. Rabbi Lazar Oser Lenobo, he says, Asa Rabbi Yossi Mater, Fishiesh Torah's Kliya love, because the Torah's Kliya, Mutilatatl, therefore it's Mutter to go ahead and use it. The question is with this bolt to lock up a door that had this end that was a little thicker. Shenechel Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yossi, Ad Shekro Sefer Torah B'chamasan. They ended up tearing up a Sefer Torah in their anger. In fact, to go more quickly on the story, Karus HaGadad, what do you think? They took a Sefer Torah and they ripped it? Doesn't make any sense. That means that it ended up getting ripped. They didn't, like with Kavana, go to do it. But it ended up getting torn because of how angry they had gotten. So now, Vahaya Sham Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman. Rabbi Yosef ben Kisman was there when it happened, when the Torah got ripped. And Amar, when he saw this, he said, Tameani, Im lo ye beis kinesis zu avodas kochavim. I would be shocked if this shul didn't end up becoming a place of avodah zarah. V'chein hava, and this is what ended up happening. So because of the anger it ended up causing avodah zarah, kolakoyis ki lovat avodah zarah. So anyway, what was the reason of doing all this? Because they wanted Rav Yochanan to calm down because he saw he was really, really upset. So what ended up happening? Hadar ikvat fei. He got even angrier. Amar, he says to him, chavrusa nami. You're bringing examples of Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi. They were chavrusas. So they shouldn't have gotten, Rabbi Yossi were chavrusas, and they shouldn't have gotten so angry. But Rabbi Lazar was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. And that you're allowed to show the anger. So you're going ahead and you're by saying, when we went ahead and he brought out this case over here, it seems to be saying that the Talmud is actually his chavrusa. Okay, so someone else tried to calm him down. Olegabe Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. He tried to make him calm down also. Amar lo. So he says to him that we have a pasuk which says in the holy Sefer Yoshua, Kasher Tziva Hashem as Moshe Avdo, Kain Tziva Moshe as Yoshua, V'chein Atzi Yoshua, Lo Heisir Dover Mikol Sher Tziva Hashem as Moshe. Says Rashi, what that means is Heyed Alav Amikra Shekoma Sha'asa Mipi Moshe Asa. Everything Yoshua did, he did from the mouth of Moshe. V'afilu Masha Amar Stam, Sherei Iev Sher B'chol Dover V'Dover Sham Yoshua, Amar Kach, Amar Moshe. So Rashi spells out what the Gemara now points out. It says, al kol davar sha'amar Yoshua haya omer lahem kach amar li Moshe. Was it everything that he said, this is what Moshe said? Eli Yoshua, Yoshev v'dar stam. He would just darshin stam. V'akol yodim she'torah so shal Moshe. Everyone knew that the Torah came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Afri be'alazar tamil cha Yoshev v'dar stam. So to be here also. He sat down and he said it stam. Of course it's coming from you. V'akol yodim kilach shal chai. Everyone knew it came from you. Let me sit back. Why don't you know how to calm me down just like Ben Idi? Now the question is, why do you get so upset in the first place though? Rabbi Yochanan, my time, why do you get so upset about it? What's wrong? So he didn't say your name. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim? Agura ba'ahalacha olamim. May I live in your tent of worlds, of the worlds. Can a person live in two worlds simultaneously? Master of the world. Beep, turn the page. Let it be that after I die, that they're going to quote what I teach in my name in this world. Anybody who says that they say his name in this world, his lips move in the grave. Rashi says, no, I don't know what that means. The point is that your lips move in the kever. What pasuk do we have that shows this? Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, V'chikech kiyei natov, holeich l'dodi, l'mesharim, dovev sifsei yishenim. And your palate is like choice wine. It goes to my beloved with sincerity, moving the lips of those who sleep, and those who are sleeping, meaning in the grave. Kikomer shalanavim. They are, the chachamim are compared to a heated thing of grapes. Rashi says it's klish, minichim ba'anavim. It's a type of vessel you put the navim ad shemeschamim in until they get ripe. V'yeru nochalatzis, and then the wine comes out easily. Kamo chabisa the tamid nishchat. Okay, ma komer shel navim, just like these things of grapes. Kevach aminich adam etzba alav miyadov. As soon as you just touch it, the wine starts to come out. After mechachamim, kevin shalom dov dvar shmua mipiim b'olamazes. If the same dovos bekever, immediately their lips start moving in the kever. So he got upset about this whole shtickle because he thought, like, why should I lose out this credit? Okay, that is that. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.